want you to declare, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
My eyes do see.
My eyes do see.
My ears do hear.
My ears do hear.
And my spirit does perceive.
And my spirit does perceive.
You're on my case.
You're on my case.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to take you to Hosea. As I was searching for what he wanted today, he pointed out Hosea chapter 6. So I want to take you to Hosea chapter 6. There's a lot of good things about Hosea, who is prophesying. And if you remember, he's got a plan to declare the truth of the word that Israel is about to go through all kinds of stuff. And in chapter 5, it heads off judgment against Israel. And of course, he's talking to the priests, etc., etc. And their deeds did not permit them to return to their God, which is verse 4. Etc. And I don't want to just dwell there. But then, verse 10 says, Judah's leaders are like those who move boundary stones. I will pour out my wrath on them, like a flood of water, etc. Then you get to 6. And verse 1 says, come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us to pieces, but he will heal us. He has injured us, but he will bind up our wounds. I stress the fact that it's him. He will heal us. He will bind up our wounds. We have a tendency to put things back together. Amen? Mm-hmm. We see something scattered. When our Savior was whipped, his flesh flew everywhere. And I remember one day when I was taking communion and I had dropped a piece on the floor. And the Lord said to me, leave it there. But my religious brain wanted to pick it back up. And I had trouble overcoming my religious mind. I wanted to protect him. I wanted to guard the holiness of his flesh. And he said the first part of the redemption was the city, where his flesh was scattered everywhere, dripped all over the streets, along with his blood.
Just a moment.
And nobody picked it up. Somebody talking to us?
I hear what it says. No. Just a moment.
No!
That's what it said.
Whoa.
Yes.
I told you the cloud of witnesses were here.
Just a sec.
There's only one person that could do that.
Oh, Lord. That was so good.
Yeah, it's letting you know.
Wow.
Don't try to put things back that are supposed to be scattered. He will heal us. He will bind up our wounds. Then he says in verse 2, after 2 days, he will revive us. He will revive us. Not me reviving myself. Not us reviving each other. And then on the third day, he will restore us. Whoa. That we may live in his presence. The purpose. That we may live in his presence. You know, the third day is the third millennium. And we're in that crossover bridge right now. Yeah. And I believe it's been going on since 2009. It's just shaping up and coming to a conclusion. Because I remember being at Pastor Jay's church, and there was a word that was given that day, and it rang through in my inner man. And I remember driving home. Wade Taylor had given us that word. I believe it was in December 2009. And I'm trying to pick up the pieces. I'm trying to figure it out. And the Lord said, would you just cool it? You know, stop. Stop trying to help me out. And he reminded me that Mary was pregnant for 9 months before the baby came. Right? Yeah. Then after the baby came, he lived for 30 years without one miracle. There might have been some that Mary knew about, but they're not published. She knew who he was. But you see, the transition point of coming from one age to the next didn't seem to be visible to the leadership of Israel. Are we conscious of where we're at right now? Or will we be conscious of it after the fullness of the mighty move of God that's about to take place? The healing of Israel is prophesied by this man of God. He's aware that they've been torn to pieces. He's also aware and prophesying that there will be a binding up of their wounds. Then the purpose is going to be visible. After 2,000 years, he will revive us. And on the third day, he will restore us. Well, guess what? That we may live in his presence. There's a purpose and there's a goal. So you're not to just start trying to figure out how the pieces are going to fit together. Just go for the ride. A few weeks back, somebody had a merry-go-round. Yeah, two of you. Okay? What do you do on a merry-go-round? You go for the ride. Okay? And it's supposed to be joyful. Some were sitting on the bench, some were sitting on the horse not moving, and some were on the galloping mode. Amen. Some of those horses get a little beat up. Because you see, I've been to the one that they have in Holyoke. I've also watched the restoration process. Because when my children were young, we used to go to the Holyoke Park. I forgot what it was called.
Mountain Park.
Mountain Park, right. It was a lot of fun. You could have a great time. It was contained where you didn't lose your kids. It was just awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay? But when you got on that merry-go-round, it was for fun. It was to enjoy the trip. And of course, the kids didn't want to get off, so you had to go seconds and sometimes thirds. Okay? Because then they would get excited because you'd go around and they'd get to see all the other rides. Are you ready for all the other rides that you're going to go on? Verse 3, let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge him. As surely as the sun rises, he will appear. How? He will come to us like the winter rains. Huh? How will he come? As a corporate sun. You don't get rain with one drop. do you? You need hundreds of little drops to call it rain. Thousands upon millions, right? As surely as the sun rises, he will appear in his children, in his sons. He will come to us like the winter rain, like the spring rains that water the earth. What can I do with you, Ephraim? What can I do with you, Judah? Your love is like the morning mist, like the early dew that disappears. Therefore, I cut you in pieces with my prophets. I killed you with the words of my mouth. My judgments flashed like lightning upon you. For I desire mercy, not sacrifice, an acknowledgement of God rather than burnt offerings. Like Adam, they have broken the covenant. They were unfaithful to me there. Gilead is a city of wicked men, stained with footprints of blood. As marauders lie in ambush for a man, so do bands of priests. They murder on the road to Shechem, committing shameful crimes. I have seen horrible things in the house of Israel. There Ephraim is given to prostitution, and Israel is defiled. Also for you, Judah, a harvest is appointed. Whenever I would restore the fortunes of my people, wherever I would heal Israel, etc. You can see a pattern coming since 1948, and you can back it up. 1913, 1867, etc. A few weeks ago, I finished a book called The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. I recommend it highly, because he's showing the hand of God using Israel, bringing her to her knees, but then restoring and recreating her in the image that he prophesied would take place. Irene said to me last night, as she's now in her 85% of the book that you lent me, and she was all excited. She says, I'm learning about my country, and it is so awesome to realize that New York was the foundation. Amen. And not Washington and not other corners. She was blessed. There were challenges in every heart in the body of Christ. There are people who think that that major move of God will never take place. But I do truly believe, as you stay focused on the one that's in charge, the download from heaven for Israel and for Judah is a picture of the progression of the age that we've already entered into. We have entered into. Oh boy. Close your eyes right now. Say, we have entered into the new level.
We have entered into the new level.
It's not yesterday.
It's not yesterday.
It's now.
It's now.
And I can believe.
And I can believe
that my eyes will be opened. And my ears will hear.
And my ears will hear.
And my heart will perceive.
And my heart will perceive
the connections of the corporate sons.
The connections of the corporate sons.
These corporate sons will manifest.
These corporate sons will manifest.
And it'll shatter many people with unbelief.
And it will shatter many people with unbelief.
Because the signs and wonders will not be able to be denied.
Because the signs and wonders will not be able to be denied.
They'll be everywhere.
They'll be everywhere.
They'll be coming from the north.
They'll be coming from the north.
South.
South.
East.
East.
And west.
And west.
And that includes New England.
And that includes New England.
I give you praise, my Lord.
I give you praise, my Lord.
For your plan for this region.
For your plan for this region.
It will unfold.
It will unfold.
And I will be a part of it.
And I will be a part of it.
Because I'm believing.
Because I'm believing.
And receiving it by faith.
And receiving it by faith.
Because I'm not going to fall down.
Because I'm not going to fall down.
Because if I do, he'll pick me back up.
He'll pick me back up.
He has made things happen to us.
He has made things happen to us.
And we don't like some of it.
And we don't like some of it.
No different than Israel. He tore them to pieces. But he has healed them. He injured some of them. But he will bind up.
Their wounds and our wounds.
And he will revive us. On the third day. And we're there.
We're here now.
And we're receiving by faith. The revival of my interior. My spirit is in control. It hears.
It smells. It sees.
And it feels. And it can direct my soul
to obey my Father,
who is the Father of all spirits.
And my body
is regularly being changed.
In the likeness
of my Savior. And there will be a day. He'll take me to the mountain. And I will radiate His glory. In Jesus' name.
It will be.
You know, I can remember my own mind trying to fight back when prophetic words were spoken 30 years and more on the same subject. And I would try to survive it, but my brain would win. Instead of my spirit winning, it was my mind that was winning. And I would reject a good percentage of this message. I'm giving you that knowledge so that you don't fall apart when it starts to happen. As you sense your inner man taking over the outer man, it's going to be quite something. And you will be living inside out. And when you're right side up, it's your spirit that controls your soul and your body obeys.
Amen.
That's the lineup. Adam was a spirit being living in an earth suit, but his soul was submissive to his spirit. So what's your excuse? What's my excuse? You want to be like the firstborn son? Then start checking in with the boss. The more you check in with the boss and ask him what's going on in heaven today, he'll download what you need. And if you didn't hear anything, go by faith. Okay? Do by faith whatever he presses you to do. Is it going to be comfortable? No. Not always. It's not always going to be comfortable. Because you see, your mind, will, and emotions will fight to have its way. And it'll try to convince you that this can't work. It'll try. Today, there was a little bit of a test. And I am waiting on the Lord, and I finally said, Lord, this is something I can't pass on my own. So I'm asking for you to take this mess and change whatever needs to be changed. And I began to just dwell on his presence. And the test was passed without incident. And the victory was real. Why am I saying this to you? Because you need to know that the testing of your faith is part of what he does. He's developing you to grow and mature as men and women of God. And he's on your case because it's imperative. So if you would put your right hand over your heart, say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I have one word.
I have one word.
Grace.
Grace.
I decree grace.
I decree grace.
The power to overcome.
The power to overcome.
To come into me now.
To come into me now.
In a deeper degree.
In a deeper degree.
To take me to victory.
To take me to victory.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
So shall it be.
So shall it be.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.